Sunday night, or Lechof Aleph Teves, Tov Shinayin Hei, Halach and Chodesh Alvadus. So, there's been a lot of thunder and lightning, at least in Yerushalayim, I don't know about Beit Shemesh. So, when you see lightning and hear thunder together, or basically together, we'll call it Toch Kedei Dibur, you know, you see lightning and then you hear this clap of thunder, so you only make one bracha. The Mishnah Berurah prefers that you make Osem Aseh Brachos. That's the one bracha on both, when they come basically simultaneously or immediately following. If you make Shekocho Gvrosom Alei Olam as your single bracha, you yotze with that. By the way, the basic bracha, when they don't come together, is lightning Osem Aseh Brachos. The preferred bracha, we'll call it, is. And thunder is Shekocho Gvrosom Alei Olam. When they come together, again, Osem Aseh Brachos, and if you make Shekocho Gvrosom Alei Olam, it's also okay. Now, there's such a thing, Mishnah Berurah brings down something called heat lightning, that you see lightning and you don't hear thunder. And he calls it heat lightning, and he says it's Bom Machmas Chom. So, if you look up heat lightning in the encyclopedia, it has nothing to do with heat. It has to do with that you're so far away from the lightning that you don't hear the thunder. You're too far to hear the thunder that's created by the lightning. But the lightning, you see. And there's various atmospheric conditions and other reasons why you wouldn't hear the thunder. That's what heat lightning is in the dictionary or in the encyclopedia. That's what heat lightning means. Only you would heat. It's lightning that you don't hear the thunder. And you don't make a bracha on that. When the lightning is not close enough or if too far to hear the thunder, that's what it's called in the Mishnah Berurah. That's what it's called Bal Machmas Chom. And in English it's called heat lightning. And you don't make a bracha on that lightning. By the way, you don't have to see the flash of lightning. It's kind of scary when you do, like you see the lightning itself. It's enough if you see the sky light up, machmas the lightning, you also make a bracha. But if you happen to be by a mirror, in other words, if you don't see the lightning, you just see a mirror, you don't make a bracha on that.
Out your window, not the sky.
Out the window, you could. The people that are makmas not to do Kiddush Levana through a window, maybe shouldn't either.
I mean, you're not seeing the sky at all. You're
what are you seeing?
I see in my chatzir, there's a wall opposite, but
it lights up. I really don't answer questions. If you see the sky, you make a bracha. If you see the flash in the window as a reflection, you don't make a bracha. Clear. Okay. If you see through the window, though, and you see the sky, then it's like you're wearing glasses. You also see it through the glass. Okay. We're in Chavis HaLovis now. Again, Perek Yud of Shar HaYichud, towards the end. He talked about that your senses, each sense has a Hagbalah, has a limited area which it could sense what it's sensing. And then the other sense takes over, and then finally the mind takes over. And he gives a mashal, he says, let's say a stone is thrown, he says, I'll give you two examples. It comes out of one. Each sense has its area of sensing. And then it stops. And then another chush takes over. And then it stops. And when they're finished, then the seichel takes over. And it could imagine or visualize or understand what's happening. For example, you see a stone that's thrown. You see a stone being thrown and it whistles. And then it hits someone, or it hits you. So you see it, and you hear it, it's like further, and then you feel it when it hits. And so each one has its area that it will pick it up from. And then you understand that someone threw it. And that's only with the seichel can't see, not pure seichel, every sense is really the seichel working through the sense of seeing and hearing and feeling. And then the pure seichel is like the furthest, because then you understand someone that you can't see and you can't hear and you can't feel, certainly not, you understand someone threw the rock. So we can't sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our minds can't even comprehend HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's his point in these Mishalim. Everything is Mugbal, and we just have to understand Hashem with our Seichel through seeing his actions and what he does. He gives another example of someone that wants to understand the sun. So he knows it exists, and he sees what it does, and that's how he relates to the sun and understands things about the sun. Another person looks at the sun and wants to see it, so he's going to be injured, and he's going to hurt himself very badly and not be able to see it. So the same with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the sun is a good comparison. Kivayochel, but it's the closest thing we have for a good comparison. So if you want to look directly, you'll be blinded. You'll go out of your mind, you won't be able to comprehend it, and you'll make ta'usim, and you won't understand it. That would be the nimshal. So you see what the sun's effects are, and what it accomplishes, and what it does, and how it exists, and without the sun, what is. And that's how you gain some comprehension of the sun, and Koshkein, right? Koshkein, the Kodesh Baruch Hu.